Hey everyone, Jackson Reed here, and welcome back to Wake Up and Win. I'm your daily dose of pep talk, motivation, and just a little bit of real talk to help you conquer whatever life throws your way. Now, today we're diving into something super important. Self-compassion. Ever feel like life is one giant hurdle after another? Like you're constantly being judged, pressured, or even worse, judging yourself harshly. You know that feeling when you trip up and the inner critic starts screaming? Well, guess what? We've all been there. And it's in those moments, when things get tough, that practicing self-compassion becomes absolutely crucial. Think of it like this. Imagine a friend struggling through something hard. What would you do? You'd probably offer a listening ear, a shoulder to cry on, and maybe even a slice of their favorite cake, right? We're naturally more compassionate towards others because we understand everyone makes mistakes, faces setbacks, and feels vulnerable sometimes. So why don't we extend that same level of kindness and understanding to ourselves? That's what self-compassion is all about, treating yourself with the same warmth, care, and acceptance you'd offer a loved one during a tough time. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you practice self-compassion, even when things feel impossible. First, recognize your humanity. We are not robots programmed for perfection. Everyone stumbles, makes mistakes, and experiences difficult emotions. It's part of being human. Accepting this truth can be a huge relief because it takes the pressure off feeling like you have to be flawless all the time. Second, talk to yourself kindly. You wouldn't berate your best friend for making a mistake, would you? So why are we so quick to do that to ourselves? Practice replacing negative self-talk with encouraging and supportive words. Instead of saying, "I messed this up completely," try something like, "Okay, I made a mistake, but I can learn from it." Remember, you're on your own team. Third, practice mindfulness. Paying attention to the present moment without judgment can be incredibly grounding. When stress and anxiety creep in, take a few deep breaths, notice your physical sensations, and simply observe your thoughts and feelings without getting swept away by them. This helps create space between you and your negative self-talk. Fourth, engage in self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are great. Self-care is about taking intentional actions to nurture your physical, emotional, and mental well-being. It could be anything from getting enough sleep and eating nourishing food to spending time with loved ones, pursuing hobbies you enjoy, or simply taking a break when you need it. And finally, remember that you're not alone. We all struggle sometimes. Connecting with others who understand what you're going through can make a world of difference. Talk to friends, family, or a therapist. Join a support group. Remember, reaching out for help is a sign of strength, not weakness. So let me tell you a story. Imagine Sarah, a talented graphic designer who's been working on a major project for weeks. She's poured her heart and soul into it, but when she finally presents it to her boss, the feedback isn't what she hoped for. Sarah feels crushed, doubting her abilities and wondering if she'll ever be good enough. Instead of getting caught in a spiral of self-criticism, Sarah takes a moment to practice self-compassion. She acknowledges that the setback doesn't define her as a designer or a person. She reminds herself that everyone makes mistakes, even the most successful people. She reaches out to a trusted friend for support and shares her feelings. And most importantly, she decides to learn from this experience and use it as an opportunity to grow. This, my friends, is what self-compassion looks like in action. It's not about ignoring your mistakes or giving up on your goals. It's about being kind to yourself during tough times, learning from your experiences, and keeping your head held high even when things get challenging. Remember, you are capable of amazing things. Don't let self-doubt hold you back. Be your own biggest cheerleader, treat yourself with the same love and understanding you would offer a dear friend, and never forget that every day is a fresh start. Now go out there and make it a great one. And hey, if this resonated with you, please share it with someone who might need a little boost of self-compassion today. You can also find me on social media for more daily pep talks and inspiration. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.